There's a lot of parking space there, too.
Yeah, it's silly. You go to Tyson's, too. Good luck with a dollar.
Yeah, if you need a dollar at Tyson's, too, just go to the bathroom at Neiman Marcus. That's what they use for toilet paper.
I know you've seen that ad with Terry Bradshaw where he says, what can you get for a dollar?
Nothing there.
No. Rob, I'm going to ask you to take a peek out the side view mirror and tell us how many cars we might have in a caravan right now.
I count no fewer than a dozen and maybe even more.
Don, it's very easy. You don't even have to look through a side view mirror. I can actually walk back to the bedroom here.
The big picture window.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Mike.
Mike and Jason are in the bedroom.
And I'm going to wait. It'll be a few seconds before she hears my greeting. See if she waves. Hi.
What's going on? I got to put my headphones on.
Oh, it's 16 seconds.
Radio show on?
Yeah, okay, I'm with you now.
Okay. All right.
I'm following you. Mike, what was happening? How many cars?
I was waving at Tammy, and there are just tons of cars in back of the
car. It's really quite a caravan.
Everybody listening should know that you're welcome to join the caravan, but if you've already received your massive cash prize.
Yes, please don't play that game where I followed Don and Mike all day and got $20. That's no fun. Now that we've set that, everyone will do it.
And I urge you as you drive by to give us the honks. Now, yeah. Bill's staying in the right-hand lane. So, Mike, most of the honks, if they're going to happen, are going to happen on your side of the RV.
Let me see if I can get a window open, Don.
But the problem is people are following us. They're not just driving past us. Would there be some people brave enough to drive past us and give us the old honkaroo? I mean, if where are we getting off at? 123?
One exit 46A, Bill.
No, take the next exit, Bill. This is the wrong exit, buddy.
You're going to have to get left.
Oh, Christ. He's going. Oh, now we're weaving.
Excellent maneuvering.
We're working on getting the window open. I don't think I can open it on this side.
All right, take 123 towards Tyson's corner. That's what we want. That's the baby. Watch out for the guy on the right. Whoa!
Hey.
Christ.
Oh, my God.
Close call with a Penske truck rental.
Wow.
And I don't know. I guess it's not being picked up by the microphones. I hear people honking at us.
There are plenty of horns.
Lots of horns out here as we're in the Grey Goose AV.
You know, I know that you're against this move, Mike, but I'm having a feeling that perhaps at some point I should take
the
wheel.
Don't say it.
At some point, just
you know why?
Let me explain.
I'd like to explain to our listeners why Death Wish wants to take the wheel now. He enjoyed the excitement of the near collision, and now he wants to do it himself.
No, I want to save us, Mike.
Don, I believe Charlie Broyhill would tell you that legally, unfortunately, neither you nor I today will be able to take the wheel.
I am a licensed driver.
As am I.
I am fully insured.
This is true. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the wishes of the RV ownership.
Oh, and that would be, of course, Farish of Manassas.
What good people at Farish of Manassas.
They are fine folks for letting us have this RV.
But as I look here, I see, you know, hell, we could stop at 7-Eleven. We got us a microwave here.
Some burritos.
We got us a Magic Chef oven.
We're taking a right turn now into the Tyson's area.
Actually, I think, boy, this guy is just, he's a piece of work. He should have taken the next light. That's all right. Go left. Excuse me. Hey, Bill, go left here. Go left here. Otherwise, he's going to pull us up in front of the...
Now, what we want to look for is an open space. Is that correct?
I'm going to tell him exactly where to go.
You want to move up to this captain's chair?
Yeah, you know what? I better.
Good idea.
Just to help him direct his way around.
All right, Captain. Okay.
No problem. Go up to the front where you can navigate properly.
Okay, so...
He's going to go wherever you tell him to go.
How you doing, Bill?
Great.
I'm doing great. I'm Don. Nice to meet you. Will you turn that radio down, please? Thank you, because that's us on the radio. I know you were listening to us, but we're doing the show. Now, what we want to do here is make a left-hand turn on Galleria Drive.
All right. I think we can make that.
All right, then what we want to do is make a right-hand turn immediately following that when we get up here, and we want to park in the parking lot a needless markup.
Don, I have a technical question. The overhead garage with the concrete, is that going to interfere with the signal? Guys, engineering got this.
We don't know, Mike.
They say no, but there are headache bars on this parking lot. We may not be able to get in.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what? We'll figure it out.
Find an open parking lot, and we'll figure it out.
All right. Let's see. We're making a left-hand turn. Now, there's a guy with it. Here are people with signs already, waiting for us already.
Hang
hanging out of crime.
I'm here. I'm not listening to the Don Light Show.
So, that's great.
Right here.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Here we go. This is easier than a parking lot, Mike. This is just
1800
right off,
Tyson's Boulevard.
Right off Galleria Boulevard. This is, I think you guys are right about those.
Plenty of parking here.
I think you're right about those bars that, like, say, you got to be 7 feet or. How tall is this RV, Bill?
About 14.
Yeah, see, we would clip those bars going into the, parking garage.
The problem is.
What's the problem, Mike?
We are on the street.
Well, no, we're kind of off the street.
We are blocking the driveway.
Well, it's a driveway that leads nowhere, though. See, look at here. Wait a minute. See, we lead out to a construction area. Hold on, the door's locked. Hold on.
Here we go.
See, look, it's a driveway that leads nowhere.
Exactly.
So we're safe here. We're by a construction area.
No, we're fine.
Area.
I'm just talking about that.
Oh, you mean those people? Why don't we just go to
those people,
car?
Okay, all right.
You know what? Stay in your cars.
We'll come to you.
Yeah, we need to go to a parking lot, guys.
They gotta come to us. People have to come to us.
Here's
Hi.
Greg.
Hi, what's your name?
Greg.
Greg, you just have your hand out.
Yeah. 106.7. Okay. You guys, every day.
There's $2. Thank you.
Hi, sir. Hi, what's your name?
John.
John, where are you from?
I'm from Alexandria, Virginia.
Here's your nice, shiny $1 bill.
All right.
Enjoy yourself.
Give a brother $2.
There you go.
Well, Mike, now, hey, hold on. Hold on. Give it all back except two. Mike just gave all his money to the black man.
Well, good.
Friendships for you guys.
What's your name, sir?
Colin.
Colin, here's $2. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. What's your name?
Jamie.
Jamie, where are you from?
Centerville.
There you go. Here's $2. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
What's your name, sir?
Kevin Connolly.
Kevin, you're a good Irishman. Where are you from?
All right, McLean, Virginia. Big fan of Don and Mike.
Are you wealthy?
Of course.
All right, I'm going to only give you $1 then.
Problem.
Thank you very much.
What are you, a Hasid?
I'm Bob Jefferson, man.
Hey, you're a Rasta.
Yeah, Rastafari.
There you go, man. Yes, sir.
He's like a Hasid Jew.
No, he's a gang pirate, man.
Say
hi to Buzz.
Hey, there's your friend Buzz Bourbon.
What's up? You want some weed? Got it for you.
I got a van for
it. Here's $2. Don't try to remember. You've killed a lot of brain cells.
All the cars tuned to 106.7.
Beautiful. There's your
two money to go to Subway, eat fresh at Subway.
Enjoy.
Thank you, my friend. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Mark, you listen to the show?
Since 86.
Beautiful. Here's $3.
No, you guys have paid me back every day. Every day you guys...
Are you the guy that had the sign? I'm not listening to Don and Mike.
I just want to say thank you very much, and you guys have been...
Hey, nice man.
How about this one? How about you give us some money? I mean, let's really test your loyalty.
Oh, a $20 bill.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Oh, you got to come over here, sir. Hey, hold on, guys. Wait. What's your name, sir?
I'm Mike.
Jeff, where are you from?
I'm from, actually, originally, Soda.
Here's the $2, Jeff.
All right. And, Mike, you got to work your way back this way.
Okay.
All right. Stuff. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, you listen to me.
6.7, man.
There you go. There's $2. Thank you.
Hi there, sir. What's your name?
Will.
Where are you from, Will?
D.C.
$2, two American dollars for you.
Oh, he's a fan.
Well, what's your name, ma'am?
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Where are you from?
McLean.
Wow. Will you show us your boobs?
No.
All right. Here's $2, though. I would have given you 20 if you had.
Thanks, Melissa.
I would have done it last time.
Take care.
We already stopped, but she didn't get to get out last time.
Oh, hi.
Stop.
We got a mom and a little girl. What's your girl's name?
Brooke.
Did we give you some money last time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, hi, Brooke.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to get out.
Can you say, ooh.
You're not going to talk?
How old is Brooke?
She'll be 2 in April.
16 years until you can come down to our show.
Oh, God. That is weird.
Yes, hi.
How's it going?
Hi, what's your name, sir?
My name's Matt, and this is Joey.
Hi, Joey. How old's Joey?
13 months.
Can we get Joey to say something? Hi, Joey. Yeah. Joey's not going to talk. Here's $2 for you, Matt.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Joe.
Beautiful. Hey, what's your name, my friend?
James.
James, where are you from?
Arlington.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I picked you up in my truck one time in front of WABA. We
went around the block together.
That's a long time, Mike.
Wow. How much are you going to give him, John?
That's a $3 listener.
$3 listener.
Thank you.
Got
just face it.
My wife.
I found our first celebrity listener. Leonard Maltin is here.
Hi, Leonard.
How are you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from Bethesda.
Difficult question. You seem like a successful guy.
I work here in the mall. I sold Frida your Christmas present about 4 years ago.
What was the Christmas present?
It was a humidor.
Oh, a humidor.
Yes, do you remember that?
That would be she bought it for me, not for Mike. I'm Don.
I'm Mike.
You're both Mikes.
Yeah, as far as you know, Don.
I bought it for you.
All right, I'm going to give you a dollar.
Yeah,
here you go.
Yeah. Get out.
Yeah, all right.
You're too well dressed. Hey, let me give you some money to the linens of the week guy. Here's a working man. What's your name?
Donovan,
you listen to the show all the time?
Every day.
Here you go. $2. Thank you.
I'm way back to work now.
All right,
Don, we have an older listener here. Hello, sir. What's your name?
Bob from Annapolis.
So what brings you? Used to be my name? Over on St. Margaret's Road?
Right down the road, right from that church.
I'm going to give him $3 for being my neighbor.
You now, Jeff Gordon fan.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Scott.
Where are you from?
Elkridge.
You listen all the time? You swear to God?
Time.
You swear to Christ?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's $2 for you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you, sir?
How you doing?
You look like you're in a cult with that hair and that tie. All right. Well, what's your name?
Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Vienna.
$2 for you, Steve.
Robbie, we have the same birthday.
Hey, you have the same birthday as Rob. All right.
Happy birthday coming up.
Shocker.
June 6th, 1966.
What's your name?
Bill.
Bill, where are you from?
Fairfax.
There you go, Bill. $2. $2. My next wish. I'm out of money, Mike.
I got my last $2. What's your name, ma'am?
Melanie,
where are you from?
McLean.
Here you go, Melanie. Even though McLean people are wealthy.
Let me see. Who is this on the telephone?
Gail.
This is Gail?
Gail from Baltimore.
He wants me to talk to his girlfriend on the phone.
All right, go ahead.
Hello? Hi, is this Gail? Gail, hi, this is Don from the Don and Mike Show. Guess what? Is this your wife, your girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Well, what's your first name, sir?
Bob.
From
Annapolis.
Bob just touched me inappropriately. Everybody here, tell Gail, is Bob touching me inappropriately?
Yeah!
That's right.
Are you enjoying it, though?
No. There you go. There's the phone. All right.
Are we,
We're going.
We're going.
We're going.
Go!
Go! Run!
Get on the bus, everyone!
On the bus! Go!
On the bus, everyone, quickly now.
Go! Shut the door! Good going, Buzz. I mean, good going that you made it on the bus.
Thank you.
Very good. You know, but it's tough for Buzz to move like that.
I thought, one of these times I thought we were going to have to lose Buzz. Oh, and you know what? Let's take a moment.
I got my insurance.
Let's take a moment to salute Fairfax County's finest who are out here giving us some traffic support.
Oh, you know, really, we appreciate that, guys. Thank you all very much.
The cops are out here giving us a hand. They knew that we were coming by, and a very nice officer is out here directing traffic for us today.
And as we go from stop to stop, of course, the caravan is going to be larger and larger. The crowd's bigger and bigger. The way this thing normally works is we've got a few hundred people the last place we stopped.
And now we're moving past Tyson's 2. We're moving past the mall.
It's Don. It's pandemonium out here in Northern Virginia.
I believe we're headed towards Route 7, right?
Yeah, we should probably head back towards the Beltway. I would imagine.
Yeah, we're coming up on International Drive, where we should take a left-hand turn back to Route 7, taking us right down to Route 495.
Yeah, he's gonna have to make a U-turn up here. And boy, you know what?
All of a sudden,
this is like the safest place in the world because I see tons of cops.
Yeah, there's lots of law
everywhere. I mean, I see Fairfax County. I guess it would be Reston police that I see.
We have quite a caravan now. Dozens of cars behind us.
Pretty amazing.
You think they're all going to keep following, or are these satisfied people who've gotten their money are going to go away now?
Well, you know, Don, we hand out a certain amount of ones at each stop we go to, and when we stop, we simply run back onto the RV, and that causes the people to get a little frustrated, as you can plainly hear.
And incidentally, the $20 that was given to me by the guy who didn't want our money,
yes,
that will be if you show me your boobs, Lisa.
No thanks.
That will be for the first girl who gives us a flash today. $20 donated by that listener who didn't want our money.
Hey, did we ask that one lady with the tan that we gave the money to hop on the RV? No, I don't think we did. We've got to be more vigilant that way.
As you walked away, she said she'd do it for $20.
She'd
show her boobs or get on the RV.
Well, the thing is, you know what? What we have to do, and I'm not saying this to be Johnny Perverino.
Hi!
But with all the little kids around, we gotta they gotta come into the RV to show their boobs.
Yes.
Because we can't do that. We can't do that in front of the youngsters.
There's let me give a shout out. Thank you, officer. All right, hold on. We're making a U-turn. Hold your drawers.
That's the instruction.
Hold your drawers.
Yeah, this is gonna.
Was that a legal U-turn you did?
Are we being pulled over?
There's a definite chance of that.
Yeah, we're being pulled over. Don't hit the cop car yet, Bill.
We are being pulled over now.
Obviously,
we are saluting the cops.
Yes. Yeah, we were. Now let's see what happens here.
Buzz.
Let's watch.
Swallow your weed.
You're all getting money. No, we don't have any money.
Do we have
all right, money? Now, we're in a very delicate situation. Bill has just been pulled over by the police. We're going to find out what the problem is. It may have been illegal U-turn. Right, Bill? It's the U-turn, right? Yeah.
Was there a no U-turn sign there?
There was. There was indeed. But that's okay. Bill made a mistake.
Oh, crap. I make it all the time.
Now, are the cops getting out of the car?
He's coming. All right.
Well, here he comes right now. Yeah, we're going
to speak to the officer.
Now, we'll pull the microphones away if we have to, but... Hi, officer.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the cop has explained, the Fairfax County's finest has explained to Bill that he made an illegal U-turn and did so when there was a red light. Don is getting out of the car right now to speak
officer.
To the officer.
Microphone. Hi, I'm Don from the Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hi, officer.
This man, he has Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Hi, officer.
How you doing?
Hey,
you know what I need you to do? I need you to get up on the sidewalk so you don't get hit, okay?
Oh, okay. Okay. Go up on the sidewalk.
I'll
let you know that... we need the registration. All right. Nice meeting you, sir.
Thank you, officer. You're doing a fine job. We know we're causing a bit of an issue out here, and we're not trying to do anything but actually get out of Tyson's right now.
Mike, where are you at?
And get back onto the beltway. I'm right here. I'm talking to the nice officer.
We're getting a ticket.
We are.
I sure am glad they provided a professional driver.
Bill, sorry about that, pal.
It's your fault.
It's your fault.
Bill, are they writing you a ticket or are they letting you go?
Well,
he doesn't know yet. Bill's given him his driver's license and the registration, and it's the great weight that we all have while we wait for the officer to come back to the RV.
Hey, Mike, but you and I can actually get out and go see what the cops are doing out here on the sidewalk.
Yeah, as long as we stay on the sidewalk, we're fine. Step out of the home, Don.
Yeah.
Well, he runs the place.
The cop didn't want me to get hit by a car. And, Mike, this has now turned into a major scene because we now have three of Fairfax County's finest pulled out here. Three cops.
We are trying to do our very best to actually cooperate with the authorities. And, of course, as soon as this matter can be taken care of, the better. And the Fairfax County authorities are being very understanding. However, they are running the plates of Bill. And if Bill has a criminal record, he will be arrested.
We're screwed. All right, so
I think Bill may have a criminal record.
He used to be my driver.
So technically, what the charge is...
It's molestation, Don.
As you can see, Mike, clearly there is a no U-turn sign.
Oh, you couldn't see it any more clearly, and Bill may have gotten away with it if he hadn't done it when the light was red.
You might remember when he said, hold on to your seats.
Hold on to your seats.
Hold on to your drawers.
He's been very cooperative with us.
Yeah, poor Bill.
He's doing a good job.
Well, and I hesitate. I know it's a bad move.
I tell you, as I look at this RV, I would pull it over on general principle.
My yeah, my God, it looks like a Cheech and Chong movie.
It does. I know it's always a bad move when you're getting a ticket to go back to the car and say to the cop, hey, is there anything we could do to make this situation better?
You know, I'll tell you something this. After the amount of years this show has been on the air, with our new time slot and everything, though, this is an incredible turnout today. We are causing...
What do we have, more listeners or cops here today?
We've got what we're causing is total pandemonium out here.
Now people are finding you on the sidewalk.
Yes, of course. Now a guy is, you know, the...
Rutgers to Tyson's, I cannot catch up with you guys.
Well, now you can catch up with us because, as you can see, the cops have pulled us over.
Now Christopher Reeve can catch up with us.
Oh, and there's nothing I like better than a lady in the... Oh, someone's going to have to come on the RV. Hold on, guys.
Straight down there.
Don, I believe somebody's going to have to step out of the RV.
Hold on, honey.
The lady cops?
Yeah. No, here you are. You talking about this girl?
Yeah, right I am.
Here.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Kim.
Kim, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm from Fredericksburg.
Oh, great.
You listen to the show all the time?
All the time. All the time.
Show us your boobs for $20?
Yeah.
Step on the RV. Not in front of the officer.
Come in the van.
Okay, we're getting out of the RV now.
Great.
Because Kim here is going to show us her boobs. This is Lisa. Now, you've got that $20 bill? All right, Lisa's going to get out of the way.
Okay.
All right, very good. All right, yes, absolutely. Oh, they are magnificent.
Thank you.
Lisa, do you have the $20? We need the
$20. Oh, do I have the $20?
You have the $20?
Yep. Yeah, I do. There's
your
$20. That's a lot of money. Maybe one more for free?
For free?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Why not? Oh, magnificent. Wow. Good job.
Hey, wait, did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Hey, now, that was not part of the deal.
You don't want eyeball.
You don't get any money now because you saw that girl's boob.
Oh, yeah?
You only have one eyeball?
You weren't in the way. I'd have seen both of them.
Oh, you only have one eyeball?
Yeah. I saw one.
He only saw one boo.
All right. Okay.
He only saw one boo. All right, Mike, maybe this is a good sign. One of the police officers have left.
You know, these guys say they're double parked and they want their money. Should we give them any money? Lisa, can we get some money for these guys, please?
All right. Yeah, and what did you see? As you describe what happened, here we go. We're going to give everybody some money. What did you see?
Your brainiac driver sat at a red light, waited for it to turn red, and then proceeded to make a U-turn in front of two cops.
All right, did you get your money, sir?
Yes, sir.
Here's $1 for you.
Hey, oh, here's two more. Thanks for showing us your boobs.
Hi, what's your name?
John from Bethesda.
John from Bethesda, here's your dollar. And I'm only giving out dollars because she gave me a very little amount to give out.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
It's Joe from Bethesda.
Joe, here. Take two. Thanks for listening. What's your name?
Chris from Warrington.
Chris, thank you.
All right, here's $2 for you, Chris.
I have a flag for you.
Oh, you have an American flag?
It's a flag for Fairfax Minus.
All right, thank you, my friend. Here's $2. And thanks for listening to the show.
All right,
thank you very much.
There's two.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you. And hold on, here comes...
So I'm going to go now, but thanks, guys. You guys
okay.
are great.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you for that. That was very nice of you.
It looks great. Hold on, Bill is... The cops are asking Bill now.
Oh, Bill, you scared me, man.
The cops have asked Bill to get out of the vehicle.
Oh, dear.
This is certainly an unexpected development.
Now, obviously, they want a little private time with Bill to discuss how the rest of this broadcast is going to go. I feel for Bill. Bill could not be a nicer guy.
You know, I don't think their question with Bill is how the broadcast is going to go.
No, I mean, it's how he's going to drive.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking to him about.
Just let me say...
He could have been the father of one of the contestants in our Redneck Olympics yesterday.
I pray that they don't have a breathalyzer.
Yeah.
Bill is our driver.
Stop it.
Let me just say...
I'm fine, officer.
We got to get him some gum or some search or something.
Who are you? Who are you talking to me like that? It's you.
Now the cops are still... What they're doing now is they're with their hands, they're making hand signals like, you came up to the red light. You made the U-turn. Mike is waving the American flag that we've just been handed.
I just want everybody to know, especially the officers of the law, that I'm a super patriot.
We got a break?
Got a break.
We got a break, but we're right in the... Hold on.
We're going to find out. We'll get the results.
Resolution. We have a resolution.
Hi, Bill. We're going to find out what the deal is.
We got 60 days.
You what?
I only got 60 days.
the cop let you go, or do you have a ticket?
Well, we got a ticket.
We'll take care of that for you, Bill.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'll pay you cash.
Okay.
All right,
thank
Bill.
You, officer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, officers.
Bye.
This portion of the show.
Why are you thanking them for giving us a ticket?
Didn't give us a ticket.
Yeah, all right. I'm thanking them for being nice.
To who?
Let me just say, hey, cops.
Oh, no.
Charlie Broyhill. It's Charles Broyhill who's saying that we shouldn't say nice stuff
we to gotta
police
break.
Officers, okay? Charles Broyhill. I'm sure his name is in your computer.
Oh, it's a warning. Did you hear that?
Thank you.
Warning, not a ticket.
Thank you. Charlie, okay, right here.
Apologize.
Yeah, you apologize.
Apologize. All right.
Okay.
Hey, he didn't sound like he was kidding.
We got a break. This portion with us being pulled over by the cops brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Let's hit it, and we'll tell you where we... God damn.
Hit it and forget it.
There's only like 8 cop cars here. Let's break, hit the road, and we'll tell you where we are when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Come on in.
Bethesda, Maryland. Let me mention that our RV show is brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. The caravan behind us has grown. We are nearing triple digits in numbers of cars who are now following
us.
We
have had a car that has been next to the RV for the entire commercial break on my side.
He's been holding up signs.
One of them said, bring back Nick Joe. Another one said, bring back strip trivia. And then his last sign said, I have food for ye.
Well, we would be glad to bring back strip trivia if the girls would be willing to play. The offer still stands. The next time we make a stop, and our next stop will be in the state of Maryland.
Yes.
When we get there, extra money for girls who show us their tees.
Now the gentleman to the left of the RV.
Hey, hold on, that's not safe.
Did you see that, Rob?
Yes.
The guy in the car next to us was driving with his knees.
Been focusing a camera on
him. No.
Don't do that.
Don't do stupid stuff like that.
Don't do that. Hello. Hi, my friend.
Please be careful.
All the way with the NRA.
Boy, I tell you, we have quite the caravan in back of us on this beautiful Thursday.
All right, we're driving over the Potomac now. Joe, why don't you activate the phones? And, Mike, you want to throw some headphones on here?
Oh, absolutely. Are we going to take some phone calls?
Yeah, what the hell? 202-432-1067 or 877-365-3636 or 877-692-1027 from New York. Mike, officially let me say, welcome to Maryland.
Harris and Glenn Denning, the governor, welcomes you.
Please drive gently.
Yeah, drive gently. All right, now we're officially in the state of Maryland. We are now we're not bi-coastal. We are multi-stating.
Bi-statal.
Bi-statal.
I have to keep mentioning, as this gentleman holds up signs, that his latest sign is directed towards our own Buzz Burbank, and of course it says what he gets so often wherever he goes, got weed.
Hey, you know, Buzz, that last guy at the stop, before we were stopped by the cops.
Right, that's the guy.
I think he really had weed for you.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah, the guy with that.
His business. The guy with, like, all of his hair and a big mitten in back of his head.
That's the guy.
I think you could even smoke his beard.
It's been a long time since I've been around that, but I noticed the odor.
Good. Yes,
the
of course.
The creating odor. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, all right, we'll accept your fandom.
What did you say?
I said we'll accept him as a fan.
All right, hold on, let me just tell him.
Drive safely. No, you're drifting to the right. You're drifting to the right.
Tell him to get back to his security job at Dulles Airport.
Check his shoes.
I'm driving next to the guy, talking to him through a bullhorn, saying, honk your horn, and the guy's just giving me the thumbs up sign.
Might have been a language issue.
My guy on the left now has held up a sign that says golf with a question mark.
There you go. There's the honk. Okay, we're pulling up on a Nissan now. Let's see if they're listening to the show.
Honk your horn! Honk!
Very good.
There you go. Thank you. We got that.
And he swerves out of control.
Yeah. We shouldn't do that because every time we ask someone to honk.
And this guy next to me with the signs, Lisa, is he the only one in the car?
He's the only one in the car, and he's writing as he's driving.
Smart. Writing, driving, and then holding up signs on his passenger side. He is going to be killed.
We also, every time we've asked someone to honk, they swerve uncontrollably.
We are really causing. I can't wait till we get off the road.
He looks like he's playing Pac-Man.
All the guy is doing is honking his horn. Hi!
I'd like to mention that our driver, Bill, is obeying all local traffic signs. Yes, Buzz?
And he's being made very uncomfortable by the guy with the sign.
All right, the guy with the sign, all right, you've had your fun, now back off.
Please.
Back off, guy with the sign, right now or you will be arrested.
Please keep your car in your own lane.
Very good.
Eyes forward, retard!
Now, I don't think it helps yelling at them, boys.
Don't call. Well, we had this one guy on our side, Mike, who would not go past, forward, behind.
Honk your horn, sir!
People want to talk while we're going 60 miles an effing hour.
Don't get a point. Honk!
I feel like
nice. Like the guy in American Psycho. You know, don't just look at it, eat it.
And now, did we lose the guy with the signs? Good. I thank God for that.
He hit an
abutment. We're yelling at people to honk their horns, and instead, people are waving or almost pulling into the next lane.
Now, why is the Verizon guy? Yeah, of course, the telephone man. I knew he had his little flashing light going, and he wasn't doing anything.
No, of course not.
He was not working.
Ed, look at the upscale. Well, no, I take it back. I was going to say we have like Audis and Infinities following us.
Yes, we do.
We just on our side, Mike, passed a Pinto.
All right, now a major traffic move here. Where are we going, Don? I believe we are going on the 270 spur right now.
We want to bear to the left, and we want to get off. I think it's the first. We want to get off at Democracy Boulevard.
Ah,
what's going on?
I'm just waving at some dumbass.
Why? What?
The guy that says this. Swerving eight lanes across is going, yee!
How are ye? How are ye?
You know, it's the technology that people are fascinated with.
Yeah, and I think also the delay has something to do with it. That
right.
People are not hearing us talk to them immediately as they drive past us.
Now, we may be getting off at an exit coming up soon. Charlie Broyhill, are we getting off at an exit anytime soon?
We are. We're taking the next exit.
The answer is yes. We are going to be getting off in just a few moments here. I think, is it now? Democracy Boulevard. We are getting off at Democracy Boulevard.
Quarter mile. Joe, punch up a phone. Let's have a telephone call here. Hello, talking to us live from the RV. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How does the broadcast sound, sir?
This is James. I wrote in to y'all about the Las Vegas style show at your house contest.
Yes, James.
I'm the one who wanted to kick you guys right in the NFL 2K2.
I lost that.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I'm the one who wanted to kick your butt in NFL 2K2.
Yes. Hi, James.
Yeah, we just missed you guys at Tyson's Corner Mall. Y'all going to be swinging back through here on your way back?
We may be.
You never know where we're going to go in the fabulous Grey Goose. How are you enjoying the show, James?
Oh, it's great. I've been a long time listener to you guys since the WAVA days.
Now, James, how come you're not in the caravan? We got like 100 cars following us now.
Oh, unfortunately, I had to work and I had to take my lunch hour just to go up there and try to catch you guys.
Oh, okay. We do appreciate it. Thank you, James.
Hey, I got a girl for you to rate on the fly, guys.
Okay, on the fly, go ahead. Who is it?
You guys missed the hottest girl when y'all were doing it. What about Laura?
Laura?
Lower your head on these nuts.
Oh, God. You know, we can't avoid those calls even when we're in an RV.
You're in a car. You've been following us on the road, and you still pull that crap.
Point of order, there are still cars stopped on the exit trying to follow us in the caravan.
Oh, my God. We have a caravan like you would not believe. Well, we're going to need to go to the parking lot that has the most room for people to pull in, because this is amazing.
I would say that might be...
Top floor?
I don't know. What's
top floor next to Nordstrom's?
But yeah, what's the worst store in this mall? What's the store that would have the least amount of cars?
Well, I'm looking at the... they've got a lot of pennies.
Rob.
Simply a guess.
Speak for yourself, Rob.
Yeah, I love pennies.
Hey, there's a homeless dude. Oh, we should have given him some money.
Yeah.
And we should have. Well,
absolutely.
Too bad.
The box.
Let me give him some advice.
Get a job, you worthless piece of garbage.
Oh, my.
That'll help. This is America, the greatest nation in the world. Get a bath, you piece of ass.
See, you've given him a hand, not a handout.
There you go.
You give him some words of inspiration.
You know what? I think right here...
So you think we can go right up to that top level up there?
Yeah. Except, you know what?
What?
We're going to have a problem getting under... this thing is 14 feet high. We're going to have a problem with the overhang.
Why? The overhang says it's 12 feet.
Right.
What's the problem?
The van. The RV's 14 feet high, Mike.
Oh, well, that's all right.
We'll clip off 2 feet off the top of the van.
Well, I mean, it's got a real high ceiling. We still have plenty of room.
Hunker down.
All right, let's...
Hey, is everybody at the GD Mall today?
Yes. Well, I think everybody...
Why?
I think everybody's at the GD Mall every day. You just never go because you're doing a show during the day. These are all the people who, like us, who used to go to shop during the day.
Yeah, that's right.
When we did the afternoon show...
I would spend hours before the show buying pretty things.
We were the people. And look at this. Look at this traffic mess that we've brought.
Wow, we have really caused pandemonium. But I like this game plan of circling the mall until we find... the spot. I think this works very well. I think it's going to work quite nicely.
It's like the Macy's parade.
Oh, I tell you, those Girl Scouts cookies are giving me gas. I apologize to everybody in the home.
What doesn't?
What doesn't give you gas?
That what doesn't give me gas makes me stronger.
Attaboy, Michael.
Thank you, Robbie.
We still have, we have not found a safe place to park as we are driving around Montgomery Mall.
But I'll tell you, the speed with which the home is moving right now is allowing our caravan to get off of the beltway. To get off the 271st. That's how many people are in back of us right now.
I don't know. Maybe, Rob, if you said it before, but I think right now the speed we're going, seriously, Christopher Reeve, you could push him out of his wheelchair.
Right.
And he could crawl faster than Bill is driving this
car. Now, wait a minute. We might have a ramp here that we could see what the height is.
Bill wants to stay.
Can't do it.
Clearance 6.5 feet. Well, that would only take off half the home.
Right, hold on, we're going to figure out. How about? Is there an open?
Oh wait, yes, there is.
Go Sears school bus.
Go over by the school bus.
Go to Sears.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely
follow
perfect.
Follow us to Sears. Follow us to Sears.
Fantastic.
Follow
we have.
Us to Sears.
We have open space.
Guard.
We have open space.
Beautiful.
Good, good, good.
All right, let's run out now, Rob.
Hey, actually, if you took a right, you have more room. Take a right, Jeff. Bill. Take a right. You got more room over there.
There's a car to the right, Mike.
Oh, there is.
There's a car.
Well, tell the dumbass to get out of the way.
Please get out of the way.
Get out of the way, Bill. That's there's plenty of room over there.
Chaos,
that's a great
chaos,
place.
Chaos.
God, these people that get up along the side of the.
Chaos.
I'm not giving you any money, you dumbass.
Mike.
Chaos. Sorry.
Mike. Charlie, won't you please let Mike drink?
He's not a courier.
No, that's the kind of stuff that gets people.
And now I'm shaking around the RV.
All right, now.
Where is that guy? I want a piece of him.
I know that this has to be a quick break. Right, Rob?
Yeah, we can only do this a few minutes.
Hey, you in the white car. Others! Others! All right, let's make this a fast, free money stop. Here we go. We're in the parking lot of Montgomery Mall by Sears. We're thanking everybody for listening to the show. Thank you for
fantastic.
The great ratings. Come on, run up. This has to be a fast stop. Hi, what's your name?
David, Ken Island.
Dave, here you go. Here's $2. Thanks for listening.
Hi, sir. What's your name?
Dave from Annapolis.
Damn. Dave from Annapolis, a Annapolitan.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Adam, Tyson Zoo.
Adam, how long have you listened?
It's WAVA Zoo.
There you go. Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, you're the guy that I was yelling at before.
Yeah, I was trying to get out of
here. Here's $2.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Hold on, Mike. We got a firefighter here.
Hi, it's Clark. I was one that hung Robbie from the roof.
Oh, when we did Robbie as the human pinata.
Sign my helmet?
I'd be glad to sign your
here's $5 for you because you're a firefighter.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
No problem.
If you'll sign his helmet, please, I'll grab someone else in the crowd. What's your name?
Jacko.
How long have you listened to the show?
Since I was in elementary school and you're on AVA.
There's $2. Thank you. What's your name?
Jesse from Chantilly.
Jesse, $2. Thank you for listening.
What's your name, sir?
Frank from D.C.
Frank from D.C.
Promise, sir, if you want to say, would I sign your breast, you can't say the words you said.
Can you sign my breast?
No, I'm not going to sign your breast.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
What is it?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, $2 for you.
Dumb. Hey, what's your name?
Jason Williams.
Jason, where are you from?
Atlanta.
How long have you listened to our show?
About 4 or 5 years.
There you go. There's $2. Thanks.
Gracias.
Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, what's your baby's name?
Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Tommy, can you hear me? Yes, Rob. It's always about that. $2 for you.
Hi, what's your name?
What?
Where are you from?
D.C.
How long you listen?
10 years.
10 years? You're a $3 listener.
Hello, sir. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie, how old are you?
19
years old. How long you been listening?
2 years.
2 years. Here's $2 for each year.
$1.
No, I like the kid. He's a good boy.
Here's a Verizon guy. What's your name?
Jeff.
Hi. Jeff, how long have you been listening?
For about 3 years.
It's $2. Thanks for listening. What's your name?
When do you go back to Amish country?
Kev, how long have you been listening?
About 10 years.
Beautiful. Here's $3. Thank you for listening.
Hey, don't forget about the pool guys. Pool company.
There's your plug. All right, are you the guy that was driving with the sign?
Yes, sir.
You know, you're flipping out our van driver by writing these
you're
signs.
Going to be killed.
I apologize. I have food for ye.
All right, he brought snacks.
Oh, good. Put those in the home.
All right.
Hi, sir.
Nice meeting
you. Sir, what's your name?
I'm Joe.
Joe, $2 for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
What's your name?
Chuck.
Chuck, how long have you been listening?
About 8 years.
8 years, you're a $3 man. There you go.
Hi, what's your name,
thank
sir?
You.
Jeff Capitals fan, $3 for that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did we give him money?
Yeah, I'm putting
all right, let me give
the mini airline bottles of Grey Goose you just gave me into my pocket.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
Jerry.
Jerry, where are you from?
from Burke, Virginia.
Burke, Virginia, followed us over the state line.
Yeah, they did.
Get out of here before they kill you.
Okay. What's your name, ma'am?
Melinda.
Melinda, where are you from?
Brockville.
How long have you listened?
A few years,
you're $2.
How old are you, Melinda?
21.
You sure that ID to prove that? Or step out of the home.
You want to step into the home? Sure, sure.
All right, very good. All right.
Okay, great.
Excuse me, we'll be right back.
Hold on.
Going to the home.
Give us a second.
All right, we have to actually.
We'll be right back.
Please.
Oh, your sister's here too?
Oh, bring that. Is your sister 21 also?
Your
all right,
sister,
bring the sister on 24. Sister. Come on.
We get to see both all right. sisters' boots.
All right. Very good.
This is a great development.
All right. Family. No, they don't have to see. No, not at all.
It's real nice.
All right, here we go.
Let's get both sisters in here.
Is Rob coming on? Rob's coming on. There's Rob.
Girls, what's your first name?
Melinda.
And you are?
Jessica.
Okay,
okay, ready? One. Are you going to do it simultaneously? One, two, three. Oh, yes. Oh, you're not doing that. Well, it was worth it to see your
other sister.
Listen, hold on. Thank you very much.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I gave her like five there.
Ten.
Very good. Thank you very much. Oh, do we need another?
Do you want more? Okay, why? One, two, three, four, five.
All right, thank you, ladies.
$20 for the boobs.
Thank you all very much.
Wow, you're beautiful.
Take care of yourself.
Beautiful girl. Nice boobs.
Another set.
What?
Hi. I've been listening since she wants to when this bar was born.
She wants to step out of the home.
Come on in, Ari. Come on in.
Back in the home.
Hey, you know what? You know what we're going to have to do is...
Hi, how are you?
We got to crack some more money, Mike, because...
Oh, we need more money.
More money because we got more boobs here.
Right, no, you got it. Now, not that way. There we go. Ready? One, two, three.
Okay.
All right, there we go. She's got something written on there.
Yay! Fantastic.
Nice. With cigarette in mouth.
Is it all right?
There we
go.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. What do you think of this, Bill?
5 more makes
17, 18, 19, and 20.
Thank 20. You, honey.
Now, when you step out the home, hands up in the air, big celebration like it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to you.
Okay.
All right, very good. There she goes.
We gotta fly. See you at the next stop.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay.
Very exciting.
Move on.
Move along.
Everybody. Let's move on. Is everybody
it's
in the van?
It's gonna be tough to get. How many cars? Jesus. Look at this.
Flying, all right.
We have a limousine. Someone brought a limousine. Hey, that's not bad.
Who the hell is following us in a limousine?
All right.
Stretch.
All right. Let's thank again. Thanks again to Subway for making this broadcast possible. Subway, 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. We are in the state of Maryland. We are in the Grey Goose, the RV.
I don't want to alert the people at Verizon that might be an upper-level management, but this looks like one of your parking lots here.
We are on our way to a new location, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike show, Don and Mike show, Don and Mike show, on 11, on 11, Don and Mike show, on 11, Don and Mike show, Don and Mike show, on 11, on 13, Don and 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 Don Where is Don? Here I am. Oh, my dude, oh, my dude. Where is Mike? Here I am. Where is Don? Where is Mike? Here we are, the Don and Mike Show. Where is Lisa? Where is Jeff? Here we are. This is the Don and Mike Show. Here we are. Where is Buzz? Here I am. Where is Charlie? Charlie Boyer. Where is Robbie? Here I am. Don't me with it. The Don and Mike Show. On WJFK. 106.7. 11 to 3.
Ha ha.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFM 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Well, no, I gotta hear a bumper now.
Bumper? Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Thanks, Joe, and we're back inside the RV. We're in the state of Maryland. We are doing the show today to say thank you, D.C., for the great number one ratings, even on our new time slot. You know, you guys have been great at us to give us number one ratings. We were the morning zoo, then our afternoon show was number one for 10 years. Now our midday show is number one.
And I tell you something, we are leading a caravan the likes of which has never been seen in Washington, D.C., as hundreds of people are tagging along as we hand out our cash.
I don't know if it's the fact that there's a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands in the middle of the day, but
that might have something to do with it.
I know that when we originally did this 10 years ago, when we got our first number one rating in the afternoon, there's that the thought that there's more people listening in the afternoon, but we got a lot more people following us around today than we did 10 years ago.
We do indeed, and I tell you, it is amazing to watch everywhere we go. Unfortunately for some of these parking lots, it is instant paralysis when we pull into a parking lot because there are so many cars, on the side of us, in back of us, everywhere you go, that it's nuts. It's completely crazy. Hi, sir.
Who are you waving at there?
Some dumbass.
Now, Mike, come on.
I'm sorry. No, I mean, I don't mean to say that. I mean that lovingly, Don. I want to make that very clear. The people that pull up alongside of the RV, I mean that only the... Hi.
It's Homo Joe.
Oh,
let me get a plug in here. The show today brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less.
You haven't lived.
Subway. Eat fresh.
You haven't lived until you've been waved at like that, Homo Joe. Homo Joe just was throwing his arms up
now,
in the air.
He's no dumbass. Now, don't you feel bad.
I do.
Saying, hey, dumbass. And
sorry.
There he is. Homo Joe coming out of the car, much like a penis coming out of the side of the roof.
Wow.
Big ball.
You can paint a picture.
And his hand just came through the roof there. A hand that has touched so many men. He blew you a kiss. Oh my gosh.
Shut the window.
We're in Rockville, Maryland. That's where we are right now.
Classic Rockville, Maryland.
We're coming down past Tilden Lane, and I believe we are heading over. Charlie, are we heading over to another shopping mall?
White Flint Mall. And incidentally, that is Rob's favorite mall.
Yes,
because only white people are allowed to shop there.
Absolutely.
If you're wondering how we're doing on the money, we've gone through a large amount of the money that we've brought already.
We have cash and something to do with the $20 increments that have been spent on the women.
Well spent.
But we've decided that we are going into our own pockets to make sure that we have enough money to get us through the broadcast.
Hey, this is a beautiful apartment complex we're coming by. I noticed those now. I'm not kidding.
I know, but...
And that's why you're laughing so heartily. Because you know how serious I am. See the one right up there? That's me.
I thought you settled on one already.
I put a $50 deposit down. I can always eat that.
Sure.
I'm a golden boy. You know, if there's somebody else that makes me a better offer, I'll move to where they would like me to be. That's my offer to all the apartment owners.
Are you going
to
trade out the apartment?
If they have a penthouse that they'd like to have Mike O'Mara live in, he's willing to listen to their offers.
And blackout, right?
And now you're speaking of yourself in third person.
Mike O'Mara would love to live in any apartment complex where the ownership and management would like him to live. They just have to show him how much they want him.
Here's a beggar.
Being as we've taken this bass ackwards way. Oh, hold on. There's a homeless dude.
You know, this time we ought to be nice. We ought to give him money.
Hold on a second.
It's too late.
Too late.
Too late. Man, we can't open windows on that
homeless
side.
Guy.
Oh, no.
One.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. I have no patience for the homeless.
I know you don't.
I have no patience for the homeless. I really don't.
Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime.
Sorry, that's it. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're moving.
Right.
Move. You're Satan's
son. Hey, learn to fish, you dumbass.
Rob,
Rob has just been moved. Rob is enabling your hate, Don, and I will not allow it.
Here we are. Oh, here's another. Mike,
here's
another.
Here's a bum.
No, next, Rob.
Hello?
Rob, stop it. Stop. Yeah, give him $100.
No, 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 no. Don't give the homeless guy $100.
It's too late. We went by. All right, Rob, move out of my seat again.
Oh,
stop it.
The fish.
God, I'm sorry.
Easy to walk, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, something just blew into my eye.
McDonald's is hiring, dumbass.
Oh, my.
Don't fall out the door, huh?
Such hatred. Such hatred I do not approve of. I don't have proof of nail clippers. Maybe the next time we do this. Maybe the next time. Yes, well, perhaps not having a home and not having a job would account for his poor hygiene.
Lazy ass.
Oh, my God.
In front of White Flint Mall with a sign.
Oh, my.
Please. You know, I don't want to see the homeless at the upscale mall.
Oh, I know. Sorry if they get in your way.
Where would you prefer?
In the ghettos.
Never have I seen a greater display of sensitivity in my life.
And Mama cries.
Stop it, Rob! You are egging him on.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's
sitting
not.
Across from you. This is what I hate.
This is what I love.
I know.
Mike, this is the way Rob and I talk
I know.
All the time.
I know. Your total disdain for your fellow man.
No!
Especially the more down and out they are, the Christ. More you guys hate them.
Christ.
Now, wait a minute. Where are people going to go in here?
Saks Fifth Avenue. What the F is a homeless guy going to get at Saks Fifth Avenue?
He's probably going to get a nice $20 bill.
Get a nice day.
I'm a sympathetic news jockey.
I'm going to call the cops on you.
Stop it.
He can't even hear me. He's way up by the
spotlight. There are a lot of people in this mall. This is very difficult.
Okay, you know what?
We're going to pull up. I see a place where we can hang.
Yep, we're going right up by the main sign where it says White Flint Mall.
Where we can hang.
Outside of Dave and Buster's.
That's where we are, right in front of Dave and Buster's and Borders, Books, and
I love
music.
That place, Dave and Buster's.
Now, the deal is that because we've gone through residential areas and lots of stoplights and stuff.
Have we lost some of our throng?
I think a lot of the people have gotten left behind us.
I hate to say good, but it's good to thin out the crowd once in a while.
So let's jump out and make this a quick one.
I agree.
Rob, I'm gonna kill you.
And whatever you do, let's make sure.
No homeless people.
Ah.
All right, here we go.
Guy.
We're back outside the home.
To the show.
That? What's that? What?
Homeless guys don't listen to the show. They don't have radios.
Well, they go by the cars that are, you know, going by.
Hi, what's your name? What's your name, guys?
I'm Victor.
I'm Andy.
Hey,
this guy was on your show before. He won your Harriet's Ass contest many, many years ago.
Oh, here you go. $2.
How about thanks for a razor?
What's your name?
What's up, man? I'm Jason from Alexandria.
Jason, how long you been listening?
Been listening about 10 years.
Don, a guy has asked me very sympathetically if I need a good real estate agent, which I don't. Let me see those $2 for a second, because I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you more. Here you go. Here's your card. Okay. Get the fuck.
Hey.
Here's your $2. I'll give it back.
Hold on. Montgomery County. What do you do for Montgomery County?
Telephone technician.
Oh, great. How long have you been listening?
About 7 years.
There you go. Enjoy your $2. Thank you.
Hi. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, are you going to come onto the home and show us your boobs?
I don't think so. Not
okay. $2 for you.
That's too bad.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. You're very lovely.
Hi. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, how long you listened?
About 2 years.
Hey, well, $1. That's
I'm
all.
I'm completely out of gas trying to follow you guys around, man.
Oh, there's another dollar. All right.
Gas is cheaper than ever.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Nate.
How long you been listening?
4 years.
Thank you. Here's $2. Thank you very much, my friend.
Hi, sir. What's your name?
Seth.
And where are you from?
Rockville.
$2 for you. How long you been listening?
About 8 years old.
I'll give you
$3, Mike.
Wow.
Give him three.
1, 2, 3.
Right. Hey, dude, what's your name?
My name's Mark. I drove all the way down from York.
Mark, this guy, he has his driver's license, Mike. I won't say your last name. But he drove from York, Pennsylvania.
Give him $5.
2, 3, 4.
You guys are awesome.
$5.
Finally caught up to you. Appreciate it.
Nice thank you, sir. What's your name, son?
My name's Chris.
How old are you?
26.
How long have you been listening?
94.
94, $3. $10 for that.
Are you homeless?
No.
All right, you just look it. Hey, what's your name?
John.
John, where are you from?
Rockville.
How long have you been listening?
Oh, about 5 years.
About 5 years? Here's $2. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now I got our first double dipper.
No,
you're our first. Yes, I've seen you before. I've seen him before. Who's seen him before?
I saw him, Mike.
He's from, get out of here.
Get on there. Ah. Double dipping. Yeah. Hold on, Mike. We got to find this out. The stretch limo is here.
Yeah, we got to find out.
In who's the limo?
Are you the driver?
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody's in there.
You're just following us around today. You don't have a fare, so you're following us around.
I can hack a little bit.
You can hack a little bit?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think that means you can like pick people up like a taxi driver.
Anybody, how much will you charge for people who ride in there in your limo?
It's all tips.
Would you let all these people get into your limo, ride in your limo, ride around the parking lot?
You know it.
All right.
Everybody get in.
Go ahead. Everybody get into his limo.
All of our listeners. Now, listen, hold on.
Can you hear us back there?
Though, from you guys.
Okay.
No trash in this guy's limo. No
liquor?
No drinking the liquor.
Hey, hold on a second, Don. We got a guy over here. It's Rob's brother. You know what? I didn't know it was you. It was a good question before I saw your face. It has been requested that Rob and I do the Sacramento dance.
Oh, please do.
All right. Ready? One, two, three.
There you go.
There you go. It's that simple.
All right, everybody.
It's that simple.
First time in public. Let's see.
On three.
We are going to get as many listeners as we can in this nice limo.
Knock yourselves out.
Follow us around.
Now, go ahead.
Please behave yourselves in here.
Behave. Don't drink any of the booze.
I don't know. I'll give you a count as soon as... and that's it. We got to cut it off there.
All right, very good.
One, two... Count off. How many?
One.
How many? Count them up. How many?
One, two.
One girl and like seven guys. Eight people.
Eight people in the limo.
All right. Do you feel safe in there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. Very good.
There you go.
How you doing?
Limo guy. What's your limo company?
Carrie.
What's you want to give your limo company?
Yeah, Carrie Limousine.
Carrie Limousine.
Is Carrie Limousine the limo company that'll always give Don and Mike a free evening?
Can't say for that, but it's
get out of his limo.
Largest in the world.
All right, the largest in the world.
Friend. Thank you, Don.
Thanks for nothing.
All right, well, don't say thanks for nothing. He put a bunch of our listeners in that limo.
I am a single man looking for a limo ride.
Oh, tell us something we don't know.
Very good. Now, look at these timid people over here. They're running away. Look at them run away, run away, run away.
There they go.
$20 offer.
What?
Make them a $20 offer.
Girls, do you listen to our show? Do you listen or are you just like the snobs who shop at White Flint?
Shop here either.
You don't? Hi, what's your name?
Jeanette.
And you are?
Larissa.
Are you with that guy?
No.
Oh, you're not? Well, why did you tell us to ask them?
Because you want to see their breasts. Oh. Yes, all right, very good. No problem.
Mike. Hey, what's your name?
Adam Cook.
Adam. Hi, nice to meet you. How long have you been listening?
Forever, man.
All right,
WAVA days.
Hey, here's $3.
All right, very good. Sir, how are you?
Autograph.
You want an autograph?
Yes,
we don't
sir.
Have a pen, but I'll give you $2, all right?
All right, here's the guy. Here's
some unopened package of Altoids for your trip there.
Oh, unopened Altoids?
Thank you very much. They're fresh.
$2, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Guy wants a cheap plug. Go ahead, sir.
For Marine Connection in Landover, Maryland.
The Marine Connection in Landover, and I'll give you $2.
All
right.
What was that?
Custom towing. Tow truck drivers. Everybody's getting their plug.
Hold on. Here, $2. Thank you.
I already got it. Thank you.
Hold on. What's your name? The Chipperillo guy.
Andy.
Andy, here you go. Like this is the guy that I was screaming at in the car during the commercial break. What? Pardon me?
Can we have some money? We just ran all the way across from the other street.
Here's $2
we have
for
to
you.
Get some money.
We're running. We're going to go
and
see
you got
guys.
$2 for this guy?
Now, he said if you give him 50, he'll show you his unit.
But you could come on the bus and show us yours for 20.
Oh. My unit?
No, your boobs.
$20.
It's 20 bucks.
5 seconds. Offer expires. Four.
Should I do
three,
it, Todd?
Do it.
Two.
Do it.
No.
No. Sorry, hold on. Lady with a baby, Mike.
Hi there.
We love you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name?
Judy.
What's the baby's name?
Liam.
Liam, how long have you been listening to our show?
16 years.
Oh, Christ, Mike. She's a mom with a baby.
And I'll show you my breasts. They're full of milk.
Oh. You know what?
I'm sorry.
You know what? I'll pass on that one. I'll pass on that one.
There you go.
We got to run.
See you later.
We got to run off to the next location. Run, run, run. Run, run. Mike, I want you to know something.
I'll show you my breasts. They're full of milk.
It's only out of deference to you that I didn't invite her in.
Thank you, Don. Don, I owe you. I know you wanted to.
Because, God, nothing turns me on more.
Pretty lady.
Turns me on more. Gross.
No, it was just the whole concept of that.
Gross to one man is erotic to another. Hey, she had just squeezed that baby out. Those melons were ripe with her juice.
Now, and there's your M.
What?
Now, meanwhile, the people are still in the limo.
Yeah, and they're going to continue to follow us, I think. That guy's very brave. Here's some money I have left over. You pass that to Lisa.
That guy's very brave to let a bunch of our DA listeners into his limo.
This is going swimmingly well.
Okay, on to the next location. I want to thank Farish of Manassas for supplying us with the RV, the Grey Goose we are using today.
I'd like to thank Bill, our driver, who is doing a fantastic job today.
And, of course, we want to thank Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Carlos Broyhill, any idea where we're going next?
Not a clue.
Not a clue. All right, you know what then? Why don't we just head down Rockville Pike? No? All right, let's head the other way then. Towards Bethesda Silver Spring.
Bethesda Silver Spring, look for us. We're coming there next.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
And the Don and Mike Show today brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. We're in the RV.
We are now on the way to the emergency room because someone in our crew had a fall.
A nasty fall.
I will just tell those of you who are wondering where we are coming up. We've just passed Rockville Pike. We're coming up on Wisconsin Avenue. I really don't know where we're going.
We have an undisclosed destination. We're going to basically stop where it looks good to stop.
But literally, the caravan is now farther than the eye can see.
Yeah, we've got, I think...